We need not just campaigning physicists, but we need biologists, computer experts, and environmentalists as well. And I think academics and independent entrepreneurs have a special obligation because they have more freedom than those in government service or company employees subject to commercial pressure. I wrote my book, Our Final Century, as a scientist, just a general scientist, but as one respect, I think, in which being a cosmologist offered a special perspective. And that's that it offers an awareness of the immense future. The stupendous time spans of the evolutionary past are now part of common culture, outside the American Bible Belt anyway. But most people, even those who are familiar with evolution, aren't mindful that even more time lies ahead. The sun has been shining for 4.5 billion years, but it'll be another 6 billion years before its fuel runs out. On that schematic picture, a sort of time-lapse picture, we're halfway. And it'll be another 6 billion before that happens and any remaining life on Earth is vaporized. There's an unthinking tendency to imagine that humans will be there, experiencing the sun's demise. But any life and intelligence that exists then will be as different from us as we are from bacteria. The unfolding of intelligence and complexity still has immensely far to go here on Earth and probably far beyond. So we are still at the beginning of the emergence of complexity on our Earth and beyond. If you represent the Earth's lifetime by a single year, say from January when it was made to December, the 21st century would be 1/4 of a second in June, a tiny fraction of the year. But even in this concertinaed cosmic perspective, our century is very, very special. The first when humans can change themselves and their home planet.